Hang Out with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. It is great to be back with you this Friday. It is kind of like wet and chilly here in Joburg. It's feeling kind of wintry, but nonetheless, I'm looking forward to a great show. I've got loads of theatre stuff lined up for you, as well as some info about the Green Live Craft Beer Festival, who has announced their dates after they were postponed in February. And then I have an exclusive interview with Dintle Kunal, who plays Seely in The Color Purple, which is going to be opening in 2018. But they're doing a lot of prep. So I'm really excited to share that with you. She's actually got the lead role and it's a very exclusive interview. So do stay tuned. It's going to be fun. So let us kick off straight away. I have been speaking about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which is heading to the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It is opening on the 29th of April and it was originally scheduled to close on the 28th of April. But due to popular demand, I am very excited to announce that the show has been extended until the 18th of June. So I got that direct from Showtime Management and I am very, very excited. This show is going to be absolutely fantastic. It opened in Cape Town about a week ago. It's had critical acclaim and they have received standing ovations almost every night and rave reviews. So I am really excited to see this multi-talented 28-member all South African Priscilla cast on the stage at the Teatro at Monte Cassino coming our way on the 29th of April. Yahoo! So do book. They're also going to be doing an extra show. So Workers' Day public holiday falls on Monday, the 1st of May. So the last weekend in April is actually a 3-day break or a 5-day holiday, depending on what you're doing with your 27th and 28th of April as well. This April is generally a month filled with public holidays. So why don't you end your long weekend on a high note and watch Priscilla's musical at 6 p.m. on Workers' Day? So that's going to be loads of fun as well. So do make sure that you join the cast and crew. For those of you who don't know, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, award-winning movie, which I absolutely love, and I'm so excited to see it on the stage, is a heartwarming and uplifting tale of three drag artist friends who hop aboard their battered old bus, known as Priscilla, and go off on the adventure of a lifetime through the Australian outback to perform in Alice Springs. And along the way, they make new friends, they fall in love, and they find more than they ever dreamed of. So this is going to be fantastic. Over 500 award-winning costumes, 200 headdresses, would you believe, and a hit parade of dance floor favorites. I Will Survive, obviously. Boogie Wonderland, Go West, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and loads more. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. If you are on social media, do get engaged. The hashtag is Priscilla SA. And if you'd like to book your tickets, you can get hold of CompuTicket by calling them on 0861 915 8000, or you can visit CompuTicket.com. That's the 29th of April. Do make sure that you have your tickets booked. Now, for those of you who enjoy a good music show and you enjoy Steve Kukana, do make sure that you get to catch Steve Kukana live in concert in a show titled Ipupo the Dream, which will be showing on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre on Saturday the 29th of April at 7 p.m. and Sunday the 30th of April at 1 p.m. And it is hosted by Ikusasa, which is the arts development project. It's going to be fantastic. Kakana, who was born with a disability, he lost his eyesight at the age of 5, so he pretty much spent most of his life without any sight, has never let this stand in the way of fulfilling his dream. And this concert is going to be entertaining and inspiring, basically people that are living with disabilities or facing various challenges that may be regarded as stumbling blocks towards fulfilling their dreams. So this is going to be absolutely fantastic, and he's going to be joined on stage by Joe Nina. And the show will also feature Sipo Hotsticks Mabusa, who is a pretty epic South African legend, as well as Ladysmith Black Mambaza, will be making a special guest appearance to pay tribute to Steve Kekana, who has over 20 albums to his credit. And yeah, he's quite a legend in his own right. And the show is produced by Simpiwe Majosi, who's an actor on the SABC One telenova Uzalo. So that's actually going to be loads of fun. So if you want to head through and see Steve Kekana live in concert on the 29th and 30th of April at Joburg Theatre in Braam. The tickets are 150 rand each, and you can get them on joburgtheatre.com, or you can visit web tickets, or you can also call the Joburg Theatre box office on 0861 670 670. That's going to be a lekker show. Now, sticking with theatre, The Colour Purple is opening in 2018. I'm actually really, really looking forward to this show. We have such a wealth of talent in this country, and I'm so excited to be able to see, you know, our local performers putting on these international hits and doing such a great job of it. I'm really looking forward to seeing The Colour Purple, and I was lucky enough to catch up and spend some time with Dintle Kunal, who plays the lead role of Celie in The Colour Purple, and find out a little bit more about her and about the show and her role. So have a little listen as I chat to Dintle.
Hi Heather, thank you very much for featuring me in your show. It is such a wonderful opportunity to again share the exciting news that I, Didintle Kuno, have been cast as Celie, the lead role in The Colour Purple musical South Africa. I know a lot of South Africans are looking forward to watching the show, and I'm definitely looking forward to being in it, mainly because The Colour Purple is just such an important, powerful story, but also because the musical, which was written by Marsha Norman, who is a Tony Award-winning writer, was revived in Broadway in New York, and the show went on to win more Tony and Grammy awards. And we are currently the only country outside of the US that will be staging it, so it's really an exciting time. Just a bit about the musical. It's based on Alice Walker's novel, The Colour Purple, and Warner Brothers went on to produce a film which starred amazing, established, talented American actors such as Whoopi Goldberg and even Oprah Winfrey. The story is really an unforgettable, moving one that tells the journey of a young girl, Celie, who through her process of enduring love and triumphing over adversity and hardships through her childhood right through to her adulthood, realizes and discovers the power of love and the human spirit. And through this journey, the musical really explores themes of spirituality, womanhood, racial discrimination, sexuality, and essentially the power of love. The music in the musical has been composed by award-winning, Grammy award-winning musicians, songwriters, and artists such as Stephen Bray, Ali Willis, and Brenda Russell. And it is really a composition of lively score of jazz, ragtime, blues, and gospel. It's a really lively, enlightening, moving, and entertaining production. And it is really an exciting time in my career. And I'm really focused on working hard and preparing well so that I may serve the story to my fullest capacity. The Colour Purple South Africa will be staged at the Joburg Theatre. Previews will begin from the 31st of January 2018 right through to the opening night, which will be on the 4th of February 2018. And then the show will be running all the way through to March on the 4th. I am aware that tickets are already available and they begin from 240. Another exciting thing about this production is that it's an all South African cast. And again, I feel blessed to be part of the creative team that will be telling this highly entertaining, thought-provoking, important, powerful musical.
This is set to be a smash hit, so do make sure you have your tickets. It is running February 4th until the March the 4th, so it's 1 month exactly, 2018, on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre. Tickets start from 240 Rand. Again, joburgtheatre.com, or you can give them a call, 0861-670-670. Don't forget that everything that I'm chatting about is available on my website, so you can head on over to heatherhook.com and get all the prices, and I've got all the links to go and book and everything. So you can go and check that out on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, this week, I had an absolute blast. I went through to go and see the play That Goes Wrong at Monte Cassino. I'd had a bit of a hectic day. I was a little bit tired. I needed a really good laugh, and the play That Goes Wrong was just that. It is currently on at Peter Turin's Theatre in Monte Cassino, and I was literally holding onto the side of my seat and wiping my eyes with laughter from about 5 minutes in until the end. There's nothing like a good comedy to make you laugh. So the rather inept acting group, who are very excited to do their annual play, the play is called The Murder at Havisham Manor. So it's quite funny because it's a play within a play. And they've received some funding towards their theatre, so they're very excited to be putting on this play. They've had some other past hits and misses that have not gone down very well. But as you can imagine, it slowly starts to fall to pieces as the night progresses. And it just literally snowballs until you are weeping with laughter. The set starts collapsing around them. People get knocked out by accident. There's like concussed bodies on the stage. They start doing some serious improv and some hilarious antics, which are coupled with some very dodgy acting, which is obviously acted, of course, and general hilarity as the show. This is a show not to be missed. Every single cast member was absolutely brilliant. And I have to say, particularly for me, Robert Fridgeon, who plays Thomas Collymore, and Craig Jackson, who plays Cecil Havisham, and Arthur the Gardener as well, their performances were absolutely fantastic. So there's murder, there's a clandestine affair, there's some dodgy goings on, and the actors' interactions with each other was just absolutely fantastic, and really a very, very good laugh. And it was probably one of the best comedy shows I've seen in a while. So if you do want to go through and check that out, that is on at the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino. There's shows Wednesday through Friday at 8, Saturday at 5 and 8, and Sunday at 3. They're also doing an extra show on Tuesday the 28th of March at 8 o'clock. Ticket prices are range from 100 Rand to 220 Rand. And you can head through to my website to book, or you can also head through to peterturin.computicket.com, or just head to CompuTicket directly to get your hands on those tickets. But very, very, very cool. So I can highly, highly recommend that. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Just Ginger and Prime Circle are in concert with Taylor, who's an up-and-coming young singer. That's also at Monte Cassino at the Teatro, and it is set to be absolutely epic. Prime Circle have 6 studio albums under their belt, several chart-topping singles, and a string of awards behind them. And Just Ginger are possibly one of the biggest rock band exports in South African history. They have sold more than 250,000 albums to date, and they are absolutely, absolutely fantastic. If you've been around as long as I have, you'll know Prime Circle and Just Ginger epically. And Taylor, of course, has 2 2013 SAMA nominations behind her debut album, which is called The Dark Horse, and also a 2015 SAMA nom behind her second album, Light. And she is an up-and-coming young talent in South Africa, and you don't want to miss these 3 on stage. They're going to play individually. They're going to play together. It's going to be absolutely loads of fun. So that is taking place today, Friday the 7th, and tomorrow, Saturday the 8th of April, at 8 o'clock, Teatro at Monte Cassino. Tickets range from 285 to 435 Rand, and you can book online on CompuTicket. Then just before I sign off, I just want to let you know that I was talking a little bit earlier this year about the Green Live Craft Beer Festival, which was actually set to take place in February, but they got completely rained out. And I'm excited to announce that the organizers have rescheduled for the 3rd of June at Benoni Northern. So that's going to be loads of fun. So don't forget, the Aces Brewworks Beer Pong game is going to be on the go once again. They're trying to break the previous year's record of 5,530 cups of beer pong. Wow, that's absolutely insane. They've got some awesome live entertainment that have been confirmed. Bad Peter's going to be playing Rubber Duck, of course. Half and Half, Tidal Waves, and Naming James. And the craft breweries, there's over 10 craft breweries. One of my favorites, Two Oaks, is going to be there. Aces is obviously going to be there. Mad Giant, Leaky Tap, Diego, Growler, Smack. There's loads. Darling Brewers. So do check that out. And the food vendors are going to be announced shortly as well. So that's the 3rd of June at Benoni Northerns. Much excitement. Tickets are 150 Rand. And you can get your tickets on greenlive.newtickets.co.za. Kids under 12 are welcome, obviously with an adult, and no 13 to 17 year olds. And obviously you cannot bring your own food and drink into the event. I'm also going to be giving away tickets to this event, so do stay tuned. I'm heading off to Mozambique next week for a little bit of a holiday, so I won't be on air. But when I return at the end of April, we'll get that competition up and running, and we'll give away some double sets of tickets to the Green Live Craft Beer Festival on the 3rd of June. That is it from me for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I had an absolutely fantastic time chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to being back with you on Tuesday. Again, my website, if you want to go and check out any of the things that I spoke about, heatherhook.com. And if you are on social media and you would like to get engaged, my Twitter handle is Heather L. Hook. Facebook as well, facebook.com/Heather L. Hook. And on Instagram, I'm Heather Louise Hook. That is it from me for today. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back with you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.